Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for connecting with our eBay. This is Barry Allen. How may I help you today?
I just got a phone call from eBay saying that someone is trying to purchase something for $299.99. Could you tell me what it is, please?
For a gift card, iTunes gift card. Do you purchase that? A gift card?
A gift card? No.
Okay, I think some people is trying to misusing your personal details and they are creating another fake eBay account with your identity without your knowledge, without your authorization, and they are make this order. So for that, we need to provide you a security and block the services people and delete this fake eBay account, right?
I don't have an eBay card.
Yeah, I got you, but do you understand that? I already told you, I think some overseas people, like foreign people, hacked your IP address, and they are stolen your identity, and they are creating another fake eBay account with your identity, without your knowledge, without your authorization.
So can you cancel that, please?
Yeah, for that, we need to get
where it's coming from?
What's that?
Can you tell me also where it's coming from, like where they're situated, whether it's Sydney, Melbourne, America?
I think it's the foreign people. It's foreign hackers. They changed that IP address. So I can see that, and I can show you. I can show also you where they are live, okay? So for that, we need to generate a cancellation form, a cancellation security code. To the security code, we need to block those hackers and to delete this fake eBay account, all right? So
you couldn't do it to my phone?
Yeah, without help of your device, I can't help you, all right? So, do you have any computer or laptop?
I have only my phone, yeah.
Alright, so is that your iPhone or Android?
But I do have an email address.
No, is that your Android smartphone or iPhone?
Yes, on my Android.
Alright, no problem. You simply put me on speaker, then get back to your home screen. And open up your app, Play Store app. Play Store.
PayPal Store?
No, Play Store. Play Store.
PLAY. Oh, Play Store, okay.
Yeah.
All
right.
Play Store, yes. All right, now
look at your ad at very top on your screen. Do you see any search bar that says search for? Click on that search bar and type over there. Any desk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
A for apple, N-Y.
Yeah, D as in doctor, E as in elephant, S as in sugar, K as in kilo. A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, any desk. It's a security software, ma'am. We need to provide you a security and block the services people to this software, right? Now give a click on search.
Yes, it's downloading.
All right. Now it's installed, right? Do you install this app?
I am installing it. Yes, it's open.
All right. Give a click on open.
Yes.
All right. Then what do you see on your screen?
It's just thinking at the moment. Okay,
right.
Now it says NOX license activation, and I go agree.
Alright, do you see any agree, allow, just, do you see any positive option? Just click on that positive
option. Yeah, so agree, privacy statement, okay, that, so do I just go okay?
Yes, then what do you see on your screen?
Plug-in activation, be able to control this device remotely, a plug-in needs to be activated. Would you like an
active
plug-in
Alright. Now what do you see on your screen?
It says the same thing, but under that it says tutorial.
Alright, touch your screen anywhere, touch your screen. And do you see any numbers, a 9-digit code?
No, it's gone through accessibilities now.
Alright, accessibility. Now do you see any allow option?
Hang on, honey. Allow.
Allow.
No, it's got recommended to you. Talk back visibility enhancement same interaction.
Yes. Now,
do you
see any positive option? Just click on that positive option. Do you see any positive option? Just click on that positive option.
It doesn't have anything to click on.
Alright, press that back key one time. Press that back key. Do you see any install option?
Install app?
Yeah, do you see any install option? Install?
Yeah.
Click on that install. Yeah, click on that install.
Yes, any data control service?
Alright, press that back key one time. Do you see any allow option?
Authenticator?
Alright, press that. Alright, press that back key one time.
Go backwards?
Yeah, press that back key.
Yeah.
Then what do you see on your screen?
I've just got accessibility. Recommended to you. Should I go back to the app that I just tried to install?
Alright. Click on that install.
Okay, so, yes, it says tutorial.
Alright.
You can abort the tutorial by touching the area outside the blue circle.
So
do that?
Yeah, yes. Touch your screen anywhere.
Yep, now I've got remote address.
Alright, tell me that number.
588.
Yes.
525.
Yes.
165.
It's 165. All right, it's 588-525-165, right?
Correct.
Okay, just below those numbers, do you see any set password option, set password?
It says set password or remote address.
All right, click on that set password.
Set password,
yeah. All right. Then scroll that page. Now, do you see any permission profile? Do you see any permission profile?
Top permission?
Yeah, permission profile. Below that, permission. Do you see any permission profile?
Permissions for fines. No, discovery, miscellaneous.
Profile. Scroll that page. Yeah?
Permission profile?
Yes, click on that.
Okay, yes.
Alright, now what do you see on your screen?
Default, screen sharing, full access or unattended access?
Unattended access. Click on that unattended access.
Yep.
Alright, now what do you see on your screen? Set password,
it's
right?
Permission file, it's got hearing my devices sound output. That's under permissions. It's got enable unattended access.
All right. Click on that enable unattended access.
Enable unattended access. Click on it.
Yes.
And it says put in a password.
Okay. Alright, you simply put that password, it's eBay. All should be lowercase, okay? It's eBay 1234. Alright? All should be lowercase, all should be one word. It's EBAY 1234, alright?
EBAY 1234, yep.
Alright. Then give a click on OK.
Okay, yep.
Alright, now you do that.
And it says set password.
Alright, now you simply stay on that page. Now I am provide you a security. So that's why you receive that security warning on your screen. Don't do anything. I'm provide that, okay?
Okay.
Alright. Don't do anything, madam.
I'm
now,
not touching it.
No.
I've got my hands all away. Right.
Alright, now do you see any start now option? Do you see any start now?
Start recording or casting with any desk.
Alright, do you see any start option? Start now?
Yes.
Alright, click on that start now.
Yes.
Alright, congratulations ma'am, you successfully connect with our server, okay? So don't do anything in that page, you simply close that page. Do you see any close option?
Click down on the bottom, it says private, yes.
Alright, now you simply get back to the... Yeah, get back to the home screen. First of all, get back to the home screen. Do you see any scroll button in the bottom? Middle and bottom, scroll button? Just click on that.
So do you want me to get out of permission profile, close that one as well?
Yeah, no, close that page. Do you see any close option?
It's closed right off now. Shit.
Alright. Yeah, alright. Don't do anything.
Okay,
you simply,
Yes.
You simply get back to the home screen, normal wallpaper screen. Get back to the home screen. Yeah, good. Get back to the home screen. Do you see any scroll button in the bottom? Scroll button?
A scroll. Hang on, I'm having a little look now.
Yeah.
Permission access control list. Restrict access to your device. Alright,
don't do anything, don't do anything in that page, you simply get back to the home screen. Do you see any scroll button in the bottom? In the...
any scroll, connecting enabled, established, now I'm out of it, it's gone off my screen.
Alright, yeah, get back to the home screen and don't do anything.
Any desk connection,
Hold on. Our server help you. Alright.
Okay.
Now you simply get back to the home screen. Where can you see all of application? Get back to the home screen. Home screen. Don't do anything in that AnyDex page. Don't do anything in that AnyDex page. Okay.
Okay, so there's a T-point, there's a cross, there's an arrow going up, there's one down.
Alright, close that AnyDex. Close that AnyDex, bitch. Close that.
Yep, so it goes right off my screen now.
Yeah, and now you simply open up your Google. Alright, now open. Alright, now I'm transferring this call to my senior, okay? He'll be guide you how to fix this problem, alright?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. Thank you, you're executed. He'll be guide you, okay, how to fix this problem, alright?
Okay, I'll be listening.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, thanks for holding the line, madam. My name is Harry from the Antifraud Department. I'm Wilma, thank you for asking. And I'm the senior supervisor over here. So how are you doing today, ma'am?
Oh, a little bit flustered now that someone's finally being in the bloody eBay.
Okay, no worry, ma'am. I would like giving you the security protection from eBay Antifraud Department. Okay, So, madam, first of all, tell me, like, did you share your any of the, like, your personal information with any other one, ma'am? Like your family member or your friends, anything like that?
No.
All right. Because I can see on my database someone, like, used your details and they are trying to take out your money from your bank. All right?
So, madam.
Sorry?
They're pricks, are they?
Oh, sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry. Ma'am, someone misused your details without your knowledge and without your authorization.
Yeah.
All right? Like, ma'am, whenever you can use your internet, like online shopping, checking emails, like you can visit any website.
Yeah.
And that point of time, ma'am, someone like sending you the pop-up ads and you are thinking like you got some ad from Google. Ma'am, someone used your details, right? And they are sending the pop-up ads and you can click any by mistake, any of the ads.
Yep.
At that point of time, someone access your IP address and get your all details without your knowledge and without your authorization, okay? So, madam, that's why you got a voice message from our end. All right. So, madam, first of all, tell me, apart from you, anyone else like using your details?
No, no. My daughter's got her own. My son's got his own.
Okay,
I don't care.
Okay, it's very good, very good. So, madam, what can you see on your screen right now?
It's Google, Rebecca Palmer, manage your Google account.
Okay, close that page. Close it. Close it.
Yep.
And I can show you, ma'am, who can like make the charges, right? That is better understand what's going on. Because someone, ma'am, misused your details, all right? So, madam, could you tell me, apart from this device, do you have any other device connected with the same internet? Like a computer, laptop, mobile phone? Do you have any other device?
I do, but it's with me. It's flat.
It's a computer or laptop, ma'am?
It's a laptop.
Laptop. So do one thing, ma'am. Please turn on the laptop, ma'am.
Oh, it's as flat as anything, and it's not in the same room as me.
Okay, take your time, ma'am. Can please be in front of that. Take your time, darling. I'll be with you, Rebecca.
Oh.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, darling.
Ready to sort this sort of shit this afternoon.
Are you talking with me, darling?
Yeah, I said I wasn't ready for this sort of shit this afternoon.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
I said I wasn't ready for this sort of shit this afternoon.
Okay, I understand. But it's a very important, right? Someone misused your details. It's a big crime. So I will block the hacker from your server, all right? So at first, ma'am, I will, like, stop that payment, right? So could you tell me, like, what type of the purpose, like, you can use the mobile phone, like online shopping, checking email, online activities, or, like, any online banking? Do you do anything?
Yes.
You do online banking,
right? I do it a lot on my phone.
On your phone. Okay. No problem. So, first of all, madam, I will like to stop that payment, okay? So, could you confirm me? I'm speaking with Rebecca Palmer. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
So, you want my address?
No. And your email address is beckybamboo@yahoo.com.au.
That's correct.
All right. So I will like to stop that payment, right? So do one thing, ma'am. Close it and everything and come back to your normal screen where you can see your wallpaper. Right?
So what do you want me to do? Close everything.
Yes, close each and everything and come back to normal screen where I can see your wallpaper, right? And I will like to stop that payment. So you need to check on your last 6 months statement, all right? And you can like check any like money debited from your account, then I can refund the money. Because $299 is not a small amount, all right? So you need to check on your banking statement on this device, all right?
Yep, I'm just going into that now.
Yes, take your time, darling. Check your own statement one by one.
No, they haven't as yet, but nothing's come out that's not cleared.
All right, all right. So apart from this bank, do you have any other bank, darling?
No, honey, I do not.
Okay, darling. So give me 1 second, close each and everything and come back to normal screen. Come back to normal screen, right? And I would like to finish the security file. Yes, yes, exactly.
Got my home screen up?
Yes. Go to your home screen, right? And I can generate the security firewall into your device, all right?
Yep.
Give me 1 second, and I'm talking with my account department. All right, give me 1 second. Okay, I will transfer the call on my account department, right, darling? Give me 1 second.
Yes. No, you're right.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, yes. Thanks for being on hold, Mrs. Rubika. This is Ron Davis from the security department, the security officer on the platform. How are you doing today?
Oh, I was better before I got a phone call.
Okay. And now the thing is that I do believe that the previous colleague whom we were speaking before, he was just polite to you and tried to explain to you each and everything regarding this call, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. So you have understood the whole scenario, what is just going or what is just happening?
Yes, someone's trying to flog me money.
Correct, correct. Now, what they have done, they have used your details in the various platform where they can misusing it, okay? And that is the basic reason, your personal details and your banking information are also getting compromised, okay? So first of all, you just do one thing. Can you just go ahead and log into your account? I need to just confirm you something.
Which account?
Your online banking. Can you just go ahead and log into it?
I just come out of it.
Okay.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Can you see the front of my screen?
No, no. We are not allowed.
Okay.
Okay.
So, okay. Yes, I'm on the screen now.
Okay, you are on the screen now. So, first, you just simply click on the left-hand side top corner. There are 3 straight lines. Give a click on that.
Yep.
Okay. So, go to your accounts first. Go to your account.
Yep.
Where you see all of your accounts and all of the balances onto your account.
Yes.
Now you see
yes.
that? Okay, lovely. Yes. Now just scroll down the page, go to the very bottom. Go to the very bottom.
Yes.
Yeah. Now I just simply want to ask you one simple thing. All right. Now I just simply want to ask you one simple thing, ma'am, that the account which you have, it is from the Summerland Bank, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And what we have just found, there will be some of the accounts has been getting compromised. I'm just confirming you the account, which is ending with 0644.
Yep.
And
you want me to go into that one?
No, you did not need to go into that one. I'm just confirming you the account first. You just match it. Is the account number I'm providing you correct or not? Now, the second account will be 6195.
Yes.
Yeah, and the last account, which has been getting compromised, it will be 0452.
Okay, yeah?
Yeah.
They're the ones with the biggest money in it.
All right, biggest money in it. All right, so we need to protect each and every account so that we can just simply protect your account and just simply got that fraudsters who are just misusing with your information, okay? And once every security will be done, we will just sending you the email onto your email address known as BeckyBamboo@yahoo.com.au, all right?
At Yahoo?
Yeah. So
yep.
Give a click on the back.
So you want me to go into my email addresses?
No. Give a click on the back. First of all, I need to check something onto your account. So
yep.
You click onto your bank, ma'am. Now give a click on the back arrow, left-hand back arrow.
Oh, okay, back arrow, yes.
Yeah, left-hand back arrow. Now click on the left-hand top. There will be three straight line. Give a click on the
yep.
three straight line. Yeah.
Yes, got that.
Now, do you see any options like settings or payment limits, anything like that?
Settings?
Wait. Yeah, click on settings. Click on settings. Press on settings.
Yep.
Now, once you click on settings, now what you can see, madam?
Quick balance, my devices, change
okay.
pin, forget app. Pin, app,
okay.
app, time, session history, and app details.
Okay. Now give a click on the back arrow at the top one more time. This is not that
yes.
option. Now do one thing. Now read the options for me one by one. And do you see any options called product and services?
Yes.
Yeah. Click on product and services.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's got products
now,
and calculator.
Click on products.
Yep.
Now let me just check. And do you know, do you have any idea about your daily transfer limits, anything like that?
I think it's $1,000.
It's $1,000?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's $1,000?
Yep. That I can spend in one day.
Okay. All right. So where you just get to see your limits? Can you just open that option where you get to see?
I can't. It just says home loan, investments, personal loans, credit cards, and
okay,
savings.
Click on the back.
Go backwards. Yep. Products and calculators. Go back.
Click on the back.
Yep.
Now click on the X. Oh, wait. Now wait for a second. Just give me a moment. Now, so I need to check something. Give a click on pay. Suppose I need to just check something. Give a click on pay.
Yep.
Now once you click on pay, suppose you select your pay someone. Give a click on pay someone.
Yep.
Yeah. And do you see any of your pays? Select any of your pays. Select any of your pays.
Yes.
Any one of them. Any one of them.
Yes.
Okay. It is not showing you to changing your limits or any options there. It is not showing you like that. Click on back.
No,
click on back. Click on back.
It doesn't show me how much I can actually.
Okay. Now give a click on the three straight line. There will be an option to change those things because once we change the limit, the hackers will be active and they are just trying to see what is happening. Okay. And then we will be able to just get their IP address locations from where they are just misusing your details. Okay. So you just scroll down the page. Scroll down the page slowly.
Yes.
Okay. Now once. Now, First, you click on settings one more time. Press on settings one more time.
Yep.
Now, once you click on settings, click on app details. Click on app details.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you
now
see my screen? Can you see my screen
No. That's why I'm just asking you what you can see. Click on the back arrow. Click on the back arrow.
Sorry?
Click on the back arrow.
Yep.
Oh, wala access. Are pagal. Bas chhod do. Just give me a moment.
No, they haven't actually taken anything out as yet. Nothing's come up as well.
Oh, yeah. All right.
You see, nothing's come out as yet, or $299.99.
We have just simply hold that payment, okay? And that is the reason.
Okay.
Yeah, we have just hold the payment.
I did see on.
Yeah.
What did I go into? Settings. My device.
Okay. First, you press the
whole. There was one pending. Yeah, go on. Sorry.
Okay, give me a moment. Now, the thing is that I want to explain you something. The thing is that we have not released the payment, ma'am. We have put the red flag on the payment so that we can verify the things about the payment. And we have just got. There are a few hackers who are just active and trying to misusing with your details, and that is the reason we need to check something regarding that. All right. So just be with me.
Should I be ringing up my bank at the same time?
No. You did not need to be, because we are from the NCA department. That's why I have confirming you, ma'am, that you are using the bank, Summerland Bank, because we are from the anti-fraud department of that bank, because the EBA has connected this call to us, all right? And that's why
that
I have confirming you. That's why I have just confirming you your bank account details, your account number, each and everything. Right. So you just
press
the home button. You just press the home button. And give me a few minutes so that I will talk to the head office of that Summerland Bank, and we will just get to know what is the next step we need to take to just simply block all the things. All right. So just give me a moment.
Thank you.
Press the home button. You need to be with me, madam. All right. You need to be with me.
Yes, yeah. I'm back on the home screen.
Yeah. Go to your home screen. Uska.
Do I close down my bank account?
Yeah, close down your bank account. Let me log out. Give me 2 to 3 minutes. Give me 2 to 3 minutes so that I can talk to the headquarters of the Summerland Bank and talk to them regarding the things so that I'll get to know each and everything about those things. Okay, so just be with me.
Thank you.
Hey, come. Yes, madam. Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Yeah. I have talked to the head office of that Somalian bank, and I got an update that there are 7 foreign IP addresses has been found inside the accounts. So we need to do some critical measures to just simply block those people. All right? Because what they are doing, they are stealing your information and selling your information to the different people. Okay? And that's why we have put the security hold onto the account, and we need to do something interesting to just simply block those people. Understand?
Yes.
Yeah. So what we need to do, we are going to arrange an electronic account for you, which is the securest account has been generated by our anti-fraud department. So once we are going to add the account onto your bank, what will happen? The hackers who will be inside your account, your three accounts, they will be active, and they are trying to get inside our electronic account. And at the same point of time, we will catch them and we will block them completely. Understood?
Yep.
Yes.
Now, should I go in there, seeing that there's a bit of money in there, should I go in there and transfer the money into a different account of mine?
No. If you're going to do, that doesn't help you, madam. That doesn't help you because your informations are going to be stolen again because we have already started the security. And I'll make sure you nothing will be going wrong, all right? Because
right.
We are from the department and we are just taking care of the thing. So just give me a moment. Give me a moment.
You're right. I'm just asking questions.
Yeah. Yeah, can you hear me now?
I can, yes.
Yeah, and please do not, because while we just started the security, do not log in or log out again and again, otherwise the account is getting logged, okay? So please do not do.
Oh, did you see me do that, did you?
No, I have told you, you are talking to the banking department, madam. So if
you do anything with banking,
so it will be just giving us the notification. Because you, once you log out or you log in, you can see last login details there will be showing you
last
at what time. So it will be just updated in our security team. That is the thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that is the thing. Give me a moment.
Can I ask who you spoke to at the Somerlain Credit Union?
Yes, the head of the representative of the head office.
Okay, did you know their name?
Yes, Mr. Gerard.
Gerard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that his first or second name?
Sorry? The first name. It is the first name.
Okay.
Yeah, we are just simply going ahead and generating the account, which is the electronic account. All right?
Yep.
So once we got the electronic account details, I'll provide you. You can write it on the piece of paper, all right? And then we will just simply put the security onto it. And I'll make sure you, madam, that nothing will be going wrong and you're not going to face any trouble in future, all right? Once the security will be started. And you are going to receive the email from the NCA department regarding each and everything, which has been simply written down over there and mentioned over there, okay? That the problems, each and everything.
Yep.
From the personal crime department. Yeah. So you need to be with me for a while.
Was it a PayPal thing that they were trying to get into? Because I only go by PayPal.
Yes, yes. Because there are two consecutive charges has been made. One from your PayPal for $199.99 and the second one from the eBay for $299.99. Okay. And that is the reason. That is the reason, madam.
Maybe I should stay off at eBay, hey?
Okay. And when was the last time you just simply use your card? You just simply swipe your card to purchase something online?
No, I don't. I just go through PayPal because it's a secure line. I don't use anything else.
Okay. I just need to protect your card. All right. I need to put the security onto your card onto the account. Now, can you just tell me one important thing, like the card which you have, from which account it is getting connected, ma'am?
Yes, my Summerland Credit Union debit card.
Yeah. From which account it has been connected? It has been connected to your savings account, which is ending with 0452, or it is connected with your everyday account?
Everyday account.
Everyday account. All right. So do you have the card with you so that I can start the security sensor on that card? Surya? And I do believe your everyday account is your main account, correct? Correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
So what do you want of this?
Yeah, I'm not asking you to give me any of the details because you're talking to the anti-fraud department and we have all the details. Now what we need to do, we need to active the sensor and we need to protect the details, all right? Protect the things. So once you be happy with the card, just do let me know.
Say that one again.
Okay. Once you be handy with the card, please do let me know.
Yeah, I got the card.
You got the card. All right. Now, you got the card. So, you just simply do one thing. Open up the camera, madam. Just open up the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. And remember, you did not need to take any picture. You need to just focus the front side onto that card. You just need to focus on that card and at the very top you will get to see there will be the green light will be just simply blinking. Focus in the front side of your card.
I don't know whether I should be doing this or not.
I beg your pardon?
This gives my whole identity away. If you've got all the numbers and that on my card, could you tell me the first four numbers of it?
I'll tell you, that's why I have just told you to just connect it to the security sensor. Can you see? At the very top onto your camera, there will be the green light has been open.
There is a green light up there, yes.
Yeah, that is the sensor. That's why I've told you. I'll verify all the details. You did not need to give me any of the details by your end. So you just flip your camera and just focus on the card.
Okay.
the front side on the card.
That's got all my details on it.
No. I understand, but the card has been provided by our end. So you are not giving your details to anybody, ma'am. So don't get confused. All right? You are not sharing your details to anybody. Can you just tell me what you are doing? Can you just tell me?
Yeah, the card's up at the camera.
No. I guess that you're doing the wrong way. You just do one thing. Put the card on the table. Put the card on the table or on the solid plate.
I've put the card on the table, yes.
And flip your camera. Flip your camera to the back side.
Yes.
Yeah, and focus the camera onto your card properly. And remember, all the four corners need to be visible, okay? All the four corners need to be visible.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, can you see it? There will be an orange box has been coming up to just simply tap scan like that, tap on scan, something like that. You did not need to scan. It will be auto-scanned. Congratulations.
Yes.
The first layer has been auto-scanned. Now, flip your card. Flip your card.
I don't like this. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you just simply focus on it, onto the four borders. You just focus on the four borders. Okay. Now, it has been scanned. Now, press the home button. Press the home button.
Where's the home button?
The square button from the bottom. Square button from the bottom. The middle square button. Go to your home screen. Come out from the camera. Come out from the camera, ma'am.
Okay, I'm on the home screen.
Home screen. Now, what do you want to know? Just tell me. What do you want to know?
Why I had to do that.
Yeah, because we have just simply started the security on the card. Suppose somebody is trying to use something. Somebody is trying to make something. Like if somebody have your card information or trying to purchasing something or trying to ordering something, we will just simply get them because there will be the payment. The amount has been getting charged for $2.99 and for $1.99 will be from the card ending with 0056. Understand? So you need to check, do you have the card which is ending with 0056 or not?
That's the one I had up there, wasn't it?
Yeah, correct.
No, it's 0. Hang on.
The last four digits, 0056.
That's correct, yes.
Correct. So you understood because we have providing you the card, madam. We have providing you the things. That's why we are just confirming you some all the details. All right. Now we have, congratulations, we have just generated that electronic account so that we can go ahead and help you to just simply canceling those things. All right. So you just log into your account, ma'am. You just log into your account. Your Summerland bank? Correct. And don't get confused. You are not sharing any details. You're talking to the bank representative, all right? The anti-fraud department.
Yeah.
So that's why we are just verifying the details. And we need to protect. First, we are just going to add our electronic account into your account, okay? So that what will happen, once we add the account, at the same point of time, the hackers will be getting active and we will be able to catch them and put them behind the bars. So first, we are going to protect your savings account, all right? Which is ending with 0452. Understand?
Yep.
Yeah. So what you need to do, you need to click on the savings account first. Tap on the savings account.
Yep.
Did you click on the savings account?
My everyday account, yes.
No, not that everyday. I'm talking about the savings account. I'm talking about the savings account. I'm confirming you the account number, ma'am. The account number, which is ending with 0452. Tap on that account.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. Now, once you tap on the account, what we are just going to do, can you see at the very bottom, there will be the dollar sign? There will be the dollar sign.
Yes.
click on the dollar sign. Press on the dollar sign.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, can you see there will be something called pay someone like that, pay someone? Click on that.
What?
Yeah, click on that, pay someone. Yeah. Now,
yeah.
We are going to providing you an electronic account, okay? So that what happened once we are just going to make a Drumi transfer onto that account, the hackers inside the savings account, they will be active, and they are just trying to block our electronic account, and at the same point of time, we will be catch them. And for the time being, we will just simply put the security on the account, and sometimes the amount will be simply on hold, and it will be hidden. So click on New Pay. Is there any option called New Pay?
Yeah.
Yeah, tap on that New Pay. And what options has been coming up?
Pay ID or account.
Give a click on account. Give a click on account.
Yeah.
Now what has been came up?
New payee.
Yeah. Now, do you see any options called any account number like that, account name?
Account name, BSC, account number,
yeah.
Yes.
Click on account name. Press on account name.
Yes.
Yeah. Now put the first name. It's L for Linda. L.
Yes.
Then Y for yellow.
Yes.
Then N for Nancy.
Yes.
Then E for England.
Yes.
T for Tango.
Yes.
T for Tango.
Yes.
E for England.
Yes.
Now give a space. Put the last name. R for Romeo.
Yes.
Y for yellow.
Yes.
A for Australia. N for Nancy.
Okay. Lynette now, Ryan.
Yeah, correct. Now, you have written down that name in a piece of paper. Now, you have just simply write it down on the account name. Put it on the account name.
Okay. BSC?
Yeah. Now, did you put the account name onto your mobile phone? Did you put it?
Yeah, that's what I said. I want your BSC.
Okay. Now, put the BSB. It's 124.
Yes.
899.
Yes.
Now, please write down the account number, 680.
Hang on.
Yep.
680.
149.
733. Yep.
Yeah. Now, put all the details over there.
Yep. Now, do you want me to save this payee?
Absolutely.
Okay. Can you give me 5 minutes? I've just got to rush to the loo. And can you call me back?
And may I get to know the reason why, ma'am?
Because I'm busting to go to the toilet. I don't like taking my phone into the toilet.
All right. So then leave the mobile phone as it is because the security is running and you can go. And somebody's, can you hear me, madam? Can you hear me, madam? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's running out of battery.
All right. Just give me a moment. Once you come, please do let me know, okay?
It's gone now. You're gone.
Sorry? Can you hear me?
I can now, yeah.
And who is touching the mobile phone, madam? The security is getting disconnected again and again.
Oh, must be one of my grandkids. Hang on, I'll be about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Are you there? Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Now, someone has just gone in.
Sorry?
Somebody has just gone into my credit thing and put up $10,000.
The security is just checking. Right. The security department is just checking.
Well, why did you ask me to put that in if you can put it in yourself?
No, the thing is that the security team is trying to put it and trying to check, all right? And that is the reason.
Right, well, why did you ask me to put it in there when you know that you could put it in there yourself?
Because the thing is that this is your device and we are not authorized to do anything without your concern. You need to understand that.
Well, it's already been done.
No, it's not done. You can just check. You can just check onto your account. It's not been done.
Yes, it's got payee, Lynette Ryan, 124899. Then it's got an account number that you've given me.
Yes, because they are just trying to put it and check it. What is just happening? Are you understanding the things?
Yes.
If you do not need that, you just simply press the home button. If you do not need anything, just press the home button.
Have you got control of my phone, have you?
We are just putting the security onto it, ma'am. Just give me a few minutes. You close your banking page. You just close your banking page.